Kelsey picked me up on 15501 South, and I've been walking for about an hour and a half, and I was coming down this grade into this little valley, and there was a hill up in front of me, and just as I got into the kind of lull of that valley, a gray Chevy Malibu station wagon pulls over, and quite a bit ahead of me, so I start running up to the car, my backpack's sloshing all around on my back, and trying to get up there quick so I don't lose the ride, and I get up on the car, and it's got a green bumper sticker that says, "I break for zombies," and I go up to the passenger side window and sort of look in with the facial expression of, you sure I can get in? And she waves me in, and get the car, introduce myself, I'm Michael. Kelsey, nice to meet you. And where are you headed? I'm just headed south. Said, well, I could get you probably about 20 miles down the road. And I said, that'd be great, you know. Start driving and telling me about her experiences hitchhiking. Got really drunk at this party one night and really wanted to get home, so I was out hitchhiking, and this guy picked me up. And I can't tell if he was really sketchy or if it was just me putting all this weird kind of energy on him, but I was really freaked out the whole time, and I felt like at any moment he was going to pull over and try to stab me or something. It was a really bad experience, and I ended up getting home fine, and nothing happened, but I worry about my sister all the time. She's traveling around the country, and I know she hitchhikes and stuff, somehow it comes out that she, you know, from talking about her sister and stuff, that she had seen me. She was driving the other way and had seen me walking up the road and saw this blanket that I had on and was kind of interested and had turned around to see what was up. And she says, I'm actually on my way to work in Chapel Hill. I got a couple of hours to kill. And I said, well, you know, why don't you just, you know, getting up to Chapel Hill would probably be just as helpful as going south. Why don't you just drop me off on your way to work? She seemed a little bit suspicious of my willingness to change up my plan so quickly, but we kept talking, and there was another little silence in the conversation, and I said, have you ever felt trapped before? Question just sat there for a minute and started to get really self-conscious about what was going to happen, how the question was going to be received. And she says, yeah, I have felt trapped before. I felt trapped for most of my life. She begins telling me about this experience of growing up playing hide and go seek. I lived out in this really rural town called Asbury, North Carolina, and there was all these big trees everywhere, way out in the middle of nowhere. Had this little neighborhood, and me and the kids in my neighborhood would play hide and go seek all the time. Every time we played, I had hidden the same place at the bottom of the staircase. But the staircase didn't go anywhere, and it was actually out in the wide open. Went down this hill. And she's like, that memory always stuck with me. It always resonated with me because I feel like it's, you know, it's a metaphor for my life. Like I just feel like I've been out hiding out in the middle of, out in the wide open, and nobody's ever found me. Silent again for a little while, and I say, does music help alleviate any of that sense of anxiety or tension or uncomfortable feelings that come along with this sense of being trapped? And she says, definitely. You know, she was listening to this like electronic kind of drum beat, sort of jingle jangly, bass heavy instrumental music. And she's like, this album, I mean, it gives me this sense of freedom and possibility that I just can't even explain, you know, like, it just, it just makes me want to dance. It makes me want to hula. It makes me want to draw. It makes me want to get outside and go for a hike. It makes me want to just kind of think about all these new experiences that I could have. And she starts getting really excited and like rattling off all these different things that this kind of music does for her. And I'm getting excited too, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, I feel the same way. And I said, but sometimes I just feel like that sense of possibility that I get is it's always just quite out of reach. Like I can never quite catch it, you know. And I never quite feel satisfied. I'm always searching. And she said, yeah, you know, I mean, I think that's kind of like bullshit. Like, you know, you get inspired by something, you listen to something, you hear something, and it's up to you at that point to take it out into your life and experience the world differently and make a different decision that you normally wouldn't, or talk to somebody, or whatever the case might be. And she's like, you know, those experiences have value, you know. Like when I'm at work at CVS and people come in and they're sick to buy drugs and they give me their money, she's like, they hate me, you know. And she's like, I would hate me too. I mean, you already feel like shit and you're coming in here to feel better and give somebody all your money. And she's like, but sometimes, you know, when I'm in a really good mood or I'm just having a good day, like I can have these interactions with people that are really great, you know, and I can make somebody laugh, or I can have some sort of connection with somebody, and it makes me feel good, and it makes them feel good. And she's like, you know, just like when I saw you know, I knew that I needed to stop because I'd be second guessing it all day if I hadn't. And by this time we were in a parking lot, and where I eventually got out, we just kept talking about life experiences and music, and started talking about the first albums we ever bought, stuff we listened to when we were younger. And eventually she and they start to get to work and thanked each other for the conversation, and I got out and she went to work.